Good morning, Professor Roland Sintos Coloma, and welcome to SBS Filipino.
Thank you for having me.
Professor Roland, you're here in Australia basically to launch the Asian Australian Academic Alliance.
I'm here for 2 weeks. I'll be giving one lecture at University of Sydney, another lecture at University of Melbourne, and then my very last day here, I'll be helping to launch the Asian Australian Academic Alliance. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay. How much do you know about the Filipino-Australians prior to coming here?
Prior to coming here, not a whole lot, unfortunately. As someone who was, you know, raised and educated in the United States, you know, we don't know as much about the rest of the world, unfortunately, as the U.S. education. But before coming here, I try to do as much homework as I can. And, you know, there is a rich history of Filipinos here in Australia, but it's not been written about. So you see bits and pieces online, and you see bits and pieces of the cultural organizations and the different ethnic groups, but brought together that hasn't been put together in a way that will say, this is the Filipino history in Australia.
What basically is your expertise, line of expertise, Bob?
Yung first area of expertise ko is actually the history of colonial education in the Philippines during U.S.
yes.
period.
During the Thomasites.
Correct. Early 20th century history and cultural studies ang training ko.
Okay, so very basically rechanneling lang naman yan kasi from the Spaniards naging to Americans.
Pero ang kakaiba ng mga Americans, talagang ginamit nila yung education system para doon tayo mag-iba na pag-iisip. Whereas the Spaniards used the church. Yeah. Americans used the public school system.
Ah, okay, okay. At least we learned something new.
Yun ang analysis natin. Kung ang lasting legacy ng mga Spaniard, na naging Katoliko tayo,
yeah.
Ang lasting legacy naman mga Amerikano, may public school system tayo na nakakapag-English tayo.
Mm.
So through education and language, yun ang legacy ng mga Amerikano.
Ang mga Pilipino, they've been there in the US for so long. I mean, since the start of the 20th century, mga 1905, 1906, may mga Filipino ron. Dito sa Australia, relatively, ang mga Filipino is mga bago lang since the 70s, ang pinaka-wave of migration. Ang next tanong ko, can we learn some things from you guys there in sa America? Anong maituturo mo sa amin dito? Well, to basically adapt to the Australian society, kung meron ka mga maituturo.
Pero kailangan nating intindihin kung ano yung mga context,
yep.
Diba? US has a particular context, Canada has a particular context, Australia has a different context rin. Tapos iisipin natin kung ano yung mga pull factors that entice Filipinos to come to these countries.
Yeah.
Sa US, ang immigration patterns natin, initially as skilled and professional workers.
So nauna yun?
Mga siguro mga 1960s na 1970s.
Okay.
So, pero sa Amerika, mas mauna pa tayo sa early 20th century.
Yep.
Ang unang history natin doon, may mga pensionados tayo na nag-aaral sa mga universities sa US.
Okay.
Parang yung
Colombo Plan.
Pero mayroon tayong mga sakadas na naging farmers sa Hawaii,
and California.
Sa California, yeah, okay. Saka sa Washington, saka sa Alaska, naging
okay.
Fisher people sila.
Mm. So, and this was
early 20th okay. century.
Then,
tapos merong mga exclusionary acts na nangyari sa mga Asyano na prohibiting the entrance of Asians to the United States.
So parang white Australia policy ano 19?
Parehong-pareho.
Ah, okay.
The same time period, yung mga white Australian, white Canada, white American policy, same time period yun ng mga early 20th
okay.
century until World War II.
Ah, okay. Ganun pala.
So karamihan natin na naging mas relaxed ang immigration policies. Mga 1960s lang yun.
Same thing in America.
Same thing sa America.
Ah,
so, ang mga histories natin, may mga parallels sila.
Okay.
Ang nangangailangan ng mga Australia, Canada, saka US, nangangailangan sila ng mga ngayong skilled workers, ng mga professionals. Doon yung mga kababayan natin, ng mga nurses, ng mga engineers, ng mga doctors, ng mga teachers. Doon sila yung buong magandang first wave.
Yeah, but having said that, sabi mo, halos pala sampatin nagdatingan ng mga Filipinos sa Amerika o dito sa Australia, 60s, 70s, basically, sandali lang pagitan. No? And yet, sa Amerika, marami ng mga Filipinos na who are there in high places, they have overcome barriers. Bakit kaya ganun? Anong dahilan o anong contributory factors?
Hindi ko lang alam kung ano nangyari dito sa Australia, pero sa US, mas marami tayo.
Because
so
sheer
marami
numbers.
Tayong numbers doon.
It's sheer numbers.
Saka we're also well positioned na ang first entries natin as professionals.
Okay, sure. Okay.
So nagamit natin yung mga degrees natin, yung mga pwede tayong mag-English, pwede tayong mag-access sa quarters of power, if you will. Tapos marami talaga naging community advocacy saka organizing. Hindi naman tayo magiging elected officials doon kung wala tayong base. So yung mga first na mga elected officials natin at the local and at the state level, parte yun ng community organizing to make sure na meron tayong representative voice. May political voice tayo sa mainstream system.
Hmm. You mentioned that community organizations and the like. There are also here, similar things in Australia. Here, maraming mga Philippine organizations in Sydney, Melbourne, kahit saka magpunta lang. And yet, I suppose it's the same thing in the US. Unity is quite elusive.
Meron din naman ganun sa US at sa Canada. Sa atin-atin, alam natin yan.
Yep.
Pero pag sa labas, kailangan may unified front tayo.
Okay.
Na may agenda tayo. Na ito ang mga kailangan nating i-advocate. Katulad nung, right before I came back to the US, isa sa mga research projects ko is to look at the conditions of Filipino elderlies sa Toronto.
Okay.
Kasi syempre, sila nagpunta na sa Canada mga 1960s, 1970s. Karamihan sila mga elderlies na.
Okay.
And they're not planning to go back to the Philippines.
Okay.
Canada is home for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kailangan natin ng mga projects or activities na dedicated para sa kanila.
Okay.
So ang ginawa namin, kumuha kami ng research, nag-survey kami, nag-interview kami. Tapos ginamit namin yon to the municipal and the provincial level para mag-advocate for funding and resources para sa matatandang Pilipino.
Okay. Okay.
So yun ang dapat natin gawin na ano ba ang talagang mga issues natin na would benefit a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi lang yung itong grupong ito, itong region na to, itong mga kasamang ito. Ano ba ang nangyayari sa mga Pilipino dito sa Australia or sa Sydney or sa Melbourne na pwede natin gamitin to leverage for funding, for resources sa city or state government.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat we have to move beyond ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Filipino Americans have already, or some of them, a majority of them, already have overcome what we call the bamboo ceiling. I don't know, hindi pa rin ba o malayo
hindi pa,
pa? Hindi pa rin?
Hindi pa rin. Mas marami na tayong nakaka-attain ng mga matataas ng posisyon.
Mm.
May governor na tayo sa Hawaii na Pilipino, pero wala pa tayong senador.
Mm.
Siyempre, wala pa tayo sa presidential cabinets.
Mm.
May a handful tayo na mga CEOs, si Lloyd Lewis.
Yep.
Pero siya pa lang.
Hmm. So aside from Lloyd, wala pa talagang mga CEO na Filipino.
May mga artista na tayo,
yep.
Pero hindi pa rin mainstream. So meron pa rin doon. Pero ang kailangan rin natin, ano ba ang sitwasyon natin in relation to other Asians, saka other minorities, na dapat isipin, paano tayo mag-advocate para sa ating lahat na mga minority na hindi puti. Kung sino man ang aangat, dapat tulungan na yung mag-angat tayong lahat.
Yep. But basically, di ba, you're facing two fronts. Kasi, I wanna know, facing two fronts, kahit na Asian o Filipino-American ka, at the same time, you're Asian-American. So, you're competing against other Asian groups, like mga Indians, Chinese, di ba? So, there's competition among yourselves as well.
I try not to think of it that way. Mm-hmm. Iniisip ko lang, makakasama-sama tayo. Sa tingin ng ibang tao, pare-pareho tayo. Tayong mga brown.
Yep.
But, so, sa akin, hindi ko iniisip na mag-iinggitan tayo o sino ba mga maaangat. Paano tayo makakapagtrabaho together in solidarity para yung mga issues natin ng mga Pilipino, kung pareho o kakaiba, pwede tayong magsama-sama para there's strength in numbers.
Yep. But that doesn't make you discriminatory in the sense na, kunyari, I'm a Caucasian American. Sabi ko, but itong mga Asian Americans, they're grouping themselves, you know, but without us, you know, leaving us out. So, hindi ba in the sense na, can we not be part of your organization?
Welcome naman ang lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sino ba ang mag-uuna
Okay. Sa
mga organizations na to? Saka, anong investment nila sa mga issues natin?
Mm-hmm.
Kung ang investment nila ay maging ally in solidarity, syempre, sama ka.
Hmm.
Pero kung kayo ang magdidictate uli kung anong kailangan namin, ibang usapan na yan. So, sa akin naman, sino ba at talagang manginginabang sa mga issues na to? Yung mga bamboo ceiling ba naman? Sino ba manginginabang yan? Okay. Tayo rin naman. Kung talagang ally sila, then they have to figure out a way kung paano sila tayo susuportahan sa issue natin.
Well, let's be more specific on your field sa education ka, no? Kasi pagbata pa lang, when you study, I'll be more specific in literature. When you study elementary, high school, pag-aaralan mo is basically English literature. You study Shakespeare works. Comparative literature is always about Robert Frost, Longfellow, Edgar Allan Poe. Tapos wala kang malalaman about mga Asian or Filipino writers. So how do you address these issues?
Kailangan natin sa primary, secondary, tertiary levels, dapat ma-diversify ang curriculum right at the get-go.
Are you doing something to address that, guys?
Siyempre naman.
Anong mga nangyayari na ngayon?
So, pwede natin, ano ba mga klaseng children's books na pwede natin maibigay sa mga bata, sa mga teachers? Paano natin i-train yung mga teachers para yung repertoire nila mas malawak, hindi lang yung canon ng Australia or US or Canada na may multicultural na yung mga canon. Maraming na dyan.
So it's
just a matter of knowledge, training, and willingness na maiba ang curriculum.
Ah, okay. Now, alam ko, expert ka na when it comes to this assimilation or integration or anything. Can you give us some tips sa Filipino community para sa ating mga nakikinig, Professor Roland Sintos Coloma? Kung ano ang mga dapat nating gawin as a community to be heard by the mainstream society.
The push should not be about assimilation. It should be about integration. Na dapat we have to be accepted on our terms. Hindi lang terms ng mga puting Australian.
Okay.
Kasi kung dun ang base natin, talo tayo. Pero ang multicultural policy ng Australia is to retain heritage, language, and culture na proud ka na Pilipino and Australian. Hindi lang pwede na Australian lang na i-erase mo na yung kung Ilocano ka o taga-Pangasinan o kung Katoliko ka o taga-Iglesia. Dapat hindi mawala yun. Ang maibibigay natin sa kanila is the richness of culture. Yun ang gift natin.
And you think we have, our culture is very rich?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Magandang history natin, magandang language natin. Filipinos alone are diverse. Sa atin lang, diverse na tayo. Pwede natin i-share yan sa mga Australianos.
Thank you for your time, Professor Roland Sintos Coloma, Professor sa Miami University.
Maraming salamat.